You're sniffling, coughing, hot with fever, and fighting off a headache. It's clear you're not well, but the symptoms are common to so many conditions, a definitive diagnosis can only come with laboratory testing.
These are your typical tools for obtaining a sample to test for H1N1. Viral transport media, nylon fiber tip swab. This swab is inserted through the mouth to the back of the throat where epithelium is collected, or through the nose to the back of the nose where the epithelial cells are collected and transported to the lab where it is tested by PCR and determine whether or not the virus is present.
Chief Medical Technologist for Virology, UWI Mona Evan Edwards, describing the procedure for collecting samples and testing for specific viruses. Up until 2016, whenever Jamaica needed to conduct those kinds of tests for conditions such as influenza A, H1N1, chikungunya, or the Zika virus, samples had to be sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency lab in Trinidad and Tobago. That process was fairly time-consuming, as CARFA serves other countries of the region, making the demand heavy. But as Zika and other diseases posed a public health threat to Jamaica, the government intervened to make local testing a reality.
It works well.
It is the upgraded virology lab at the University of the West Indies Microbiology Department at Mona. The lab, which houses the National Influenza Center for the island, received a $10 million upgrade, equipping it to test for various viruses.
The lab is actually certified as a center for testing on Zika virus.
Acting director of the National Virology Reference Laboratory, Professor Monica Smichael. As part of the upgrade, state-of-the-art real-time thermal equipment was acquired. This machine has the capacity to test 96 samples and controls within 2 hours, and is also capable of testing multiple pathogens in one sample. And this, the result of government funding, means Jamaica now boasts an internationally accredited full-service laboratory, capable of performing diagnostic services for respiratory, central nervous system, gastrointestinal, and sexually transmitted infections. The lab has also earned the status of a valid World Health Organization WHO testing facility. Importantly for the ordinary Jamaican and Jamaica's health authorities, it means faster turnaround time for testing samples, which means faster dispensation of treatment and faster data collection for government to more speedily respond to new disease outbreaks.
With these new facilities here, the turnaround time, I'm told, could be anywhere from a few days to a week, depending on what you're testing for. And with some improvement in capacity, human capacity, some additional machinery, that can go down even further. And that's something that I intend to look at with the technocrats at the ministry for the next season, when we have this risk, the next flu season.
In the meantime, Jamaica, through the UWI Virology Lab, is now equipped to conduct Zika virus testing on behalf of other countries, if so assigned by the World Health Organization. The lab also facilitates testing and research activities.
And that's very positive, and I think the public should feel more comforted by that reality.
Every person taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. I just wish say saw Mr. Keith would have kept in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater settle in them? And them things they breed mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
I go tell him say if he make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them are going to hunger Mr. Keith and left we coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikungunya and dengue, and the new one, when name Zika. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True. Can we call him? Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.